This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Protests over racism and police brutality continue in Denver this evening. The city's nightly curfew expired today and will not be extended. CPR's Nathaniel Miner says people are holding prayer vigils at several spots around downtown.
There are maybe a few hundred people out here this afternoon at the Colorado State Capitol. People are holding signs. Cars are honking as they drive by. You can hear some Grateful Dead playing from somewhere. So far, it's pretty calm.
More demonstrations are scheduled throughout the weekend. That includes a remembrance for Elijah McClain, who died after an encounter with Aurora police last year. The State Ethics Commission has found former Governor John Hickenlooper guilty of violating Colorado's gift ban twice while in office. Commissioners voted that Hickenlooper should not have flown on a homebuilder's plane to the commissioning of the USS Colorado, and they found that he should not have accepted free meals and luxurious transportation while at a conference in Italy. But they also concluded that four other trips he took were allowed under exceptions in the state's ethics rules. The commission will meet next week to decide on a fine. And Denver will not extend the nightly curfew that's been in effect this week. The curfew order expired early this morning. More people are expected to gather in downtown Denver tonight to continue protests against police brutality and racism. Demonstrations and marches are also taking place in cities like Fort Collins and Montrose today. It is 86 and mostly cloudy in Denver. You're listening to CPR News.